The medium-term budget policy statement delivered in Parliament by Finance Minister Tito Mboweni showed consolidated government expenditure will reach 6.3 trillion rand over the next 3 years. A staggering 796 billion rand of this will be going towards servicing the country's debt, which is now at 3 trillion rand, and will balloon to a further 4.5 trillion rand in the next 3 years. Minister Mboweni set out steps as to how he planned to quell the rapidly ballooning debt.
On our current trajectory, by the end of the three-year framework, debt service costs will be bigger than spending on health and economic development. Our problem is that we spend more than we earn. It is as simple as that. How will we fix it? To stabilize debt, government will target a primary balance by 2022-23. As a first step, we have identified spending reductions of 21 billion rand in 2020-21, 29 billion rand in 21-22, mostly, unfortunately, in the area of goods and services and transfers. In addition, non-interest spending in the outer years of the framework is constrained in line with the consumer price inflation. That said, if we want to achieve our target, we'll need to find additional measures in excess of 150 billion rand over the next 3 years, or about 50 billion rand a year. How would we do this? We'll need to deal with the challenges of the wage bill, state-owned companies, executive remuneration and benefits, and fiscal leakages. In the review accompanying this statement, we set out a detailed analysis of spending on public sector wages. It's an interesting figure, actually. It shows that 29,000 public servants, plus members of the national executive, members of parliament, members of the provincial executives, and so forth, each earned more than 1 million rand last year. So they become millionaires. The president has issued a directive which will apply to members of cabinet and members of the provincial executives. Firstly, for the foreseeable future, cabinet, premiers, MEC salaries will be frozen at current levels. The cost of official cars at national, provincial, and local level will be kept at 800,000 VAT inclusive. A new cell phone dispensation will cap the amount claimable from the state. All domestic travel will be on economy class. Five, the Minister of Finance will make a determination on the appropriate use of subsistence and travel for all arms of the state.
The Minister also took a firm stand towards Eskom's bailouts, stating that the money given to the SOE will take the form of a loan from here on out and will be expected to be paid back. He also emphasized that the South African public needs to adopt a culture of payment.
Suppose this probably the most important announcement of this speech. Going forward, new cash flow support will no longer be based on equity, but will be in the form of loans. And a loan needs to be repaid with interest. Once I'm convinced that the Eskom board and management have made an irrevocable commitment to the implementation of the government decisions and that there is enough progress, we'll negotiate the appropriate size of debt relief. Eskom is a business and it should be run like a business.
He concluded that the budget should not be politicized but should rather be used to bolster the economy for the good of all South Africans.
We're committed to narrowing the deficit, raising the quality of spending, particularly on large infrastructure projects. As we do this, we trust that we have the support of the entire House. And the less politicized the budget policy statement is, the better for South Africa.
For Multimedia Live, I am Paige Muller.
You've been listening to Final Take, a Multimedia Live production from the Teasel Blackstock Group, publishers of the Sunday Times, Business Day, and Financial Mail.